Well, you know, I was all excited because I did that webinar. Like, hey, some extra scratch coming in the Friedman household. And the same day, Lauren's like, Lex, we got to replace our dishwasher.
Your daily Lex.
Now, we debated it a little bit. Not debated like I disagreed, but I was like, you know, we could repair this dishwasher. Plus, we have the identical dishwasher in the basement. It's a two-dishwasher house, which I know is insane. We had a full bar in the basement, and we put a dishwasher in there, and we moved in. But that dishwasher has been run like 12 times. And I'm like, we could just swap them. Use the less good dishwasher down there, because it's not broken, the old dishwasher. It's just not working as well as it once did. So we could do down there, where we only ever really wash glasses on the top rack. And I was like, yeah, but it's older and like tariffs and whatever else. I'm like, I don't know. And we debated. And eventually I was like, all right, if we're going to get the dishwasher, I want to get. And she's like, I already looked at the wire cutter because she knows how I work. She's like, I know which one they recommend. I'm like, no, I don't want that. I want the wire cutter upgrade pick. Because I'm like, how often do you buy a dishwasher? Once every 10 years, it's a couple $100 more. I'd rather get the best one, see if it lasts a little bit longer, and certainly see if it works a little bit better than not get the best one. So we did. We got this. I don't know. I was on with Brian Warren, who it turns out has the same dishwasher, and he pronounced it Mealy, I think. I would have said meal. I don't know. But that dishwasher is installed. The installers come and they're very nice. I offer them water or coffee. They both choose water. Actually, one of them says water. The other one says, I don't need anything. And then immediately says water. Fine. And they're, you know, I'm being kind. They're being kind. And then the guy's like, look, your old one used a junction box, but this one needs like a true outlet and you don't have one. So I got to install the outlet and I got to charge $150 to do that. I'm like, well, I don't have a choice. So, okay. And then he's like, then the guy's like, hey, can you shut this off at the breaker? And I'm like, I'm not sure I shut off the right breaker. Can you check? And then the one doesn't speak English that well, but the other one is translating. And he's like, yeah, he just checked it with his finger. He says it's good. And I was like, okay, that doesn't seem like the greatest way to check it. Then it wasn't the right one. I hadn't shut off the correct one, which I had warned them was a possibility. And the guy shocks himself. He's like, nope, not that one. Can you shut it off now? And I'm like, well, as it turns out, you just shut it off by shorting yourself, which he had. But so then he's like, oh, I can't install the outlet the way I want because, you know, it can't protrude from the wall at all. I've got to put this into your wall and this is an exterior wall. So I don't want to cut a hole into it that way. So I'm not, and I'm like, can't you just use this outlet that's under the sink that's right next to the dishwasher? He's like, no, that's for your disposal. I'm like, no, it's not. See how there's the disposal plugged in over there. And then this outlet on which I have written in Sharpie, not for disposal. Can't you just use that outlet? And he's like, oh yeah, I guess I could just use that outlet. So now I saved $150. So I don't know if they were trying to pull a fast one to make the extra money or what. I'm choosing to believe they were not because otherwise we got along well and they were very nice. So I tipped them both because I don't know. I always assume you're supposed to. And my instinct is if I'm supposed to, then I will. And if it's on the fence, then why not? Like if, whatever, $20 to me, you know, for as one person in my day, not a big deal. And if they can get $20 each when they do all their installs all day, like it's a big deal. So I figured just do it. Even though I wasn't sure if they had attempted to pull the fast. So anyway, they ran the dishwasher and it's so different from our old one. Our old one was also very quiet and this one is whisper quiet. The old one was a Bosch, but the old one had no display, which is cool because it looks really nice. But it also meant that the only way you could tell if it was running was it beamed a little red light on the floor, which was very easy to miss. And so people sometimes open it while it was running because of how quiet it was. This one has a display. So now I got some LEDs shining in my kitchen again, but they just ran it empty to like clean itself off, I guess. And they didn't put any Rinsate in. So I want you to remember to put Rinsate in before we load it up for the first time. And Wirecutter says this one can get off cooked egg, baked on egg. So let's do it. Baked on egg, challenge accepted. I'm going to bake egg onto everything for the next couple of days and see how well this new dishwasher does. But yeah, wasn't expecting to spend all that money, but I did. So thanks to people who came to that webinar, I guess. That's all I got. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday, May 2nd. And that all of you celebrated Lauren's birthday yesterday in the best way possible. And that's it. Have a good weekend. We'll talk soon.
Lex.